What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beloved brands know customer relationships are everything. That's why over 130,000 trust Klaviyo to power smarter digital relationships across their websites, emails, SMS, and reviews. And now, there's Klaviyo AI, your guide to smarter insights, decisions, work, and results. Brands like Everyman Jack trust Klaviyo AI to personalize product recommendations that keep customers coming back. Discover Klaviyo AI at klaviyo.com/Vox. That's klaviyo.com/Vox.
A mob of Reddit users are sticking it to Wall Street. Earlier this week, we talked with my colleague Emily Stewart about all these finance tips that are going viral. And the overnight comeback continues for the stock of GameStop. The boom in GameStop's stock could be a sign that Wall Street's rich and powerful are losing some control. Here to discuss is Recode's Peter Kafka. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Teddy.
So break this down for me. I vaguely recall GameStop. I'm younger than you. But tell me what happened with all these retail investors and a subreddit. Catch me up because I'm pretty in the dark.
So I'm old enough now that I'm going to GameStop with my sons to buy video games. It's a aging video game retailer. It doesn't look like it has much of a future. And the short version is a couple professional investors bet that maybe there was a future in GameStop at some point. And then at some point in the last few months, a bunch of folks on a Reddit subreddit called Wall Street Bets. It's dedicated to day traders who exchange ideas and sort of egg each other on to making bets on various stocks, decided that they wanted to bid up the price of GameStop. And sort of coordinated and in public, they started to do that. Hmm. And there's some complex financial mechanisms that are kind of explain why the stock is shooting up. And you don't really need to know the details, except that they've done this extraordinary thing, which they have bid the stock up from single digits to, as we're speaking right now, $371, making this retailer that looked like it was on its way out technically worth $26 billion. As we're speaking, this could all come crashing down by the time you listen to this on Thursday, whenever you hear it.
So Reddit users just show up and start sort of randomly choosing a company to make this the story of the day. Are any of these people getting rich from this, or is this just kind of chaos for the sake of chaos?
Probably both. You know, these are people on the internet boasting about things they've done. So they may be right. They may be sort of the equivalent of, I have a girlfriend in Canada. There is a guy named, who goes by the name Roaring Kitty, who claims that he bought a bunch of GameStop for $50,000 X number of months ago. And that was now worth $11 million or $22 million or $30 million. Some people have definitely made a lot of money, at least on paper, mm-hmm. betting on this. You know, it is the definition of a bubble. So at some point, this stuff will collapse. And a lot of people who've bet on this will lose a lot of money as well. In the meantime, Melvin Capital, which is an actual hedge fund,
right,
had made a big bet against GameStop. They lost real money and had to sort of concede late Tuesday, early Wednesday that they were done betting against the company. And they lost billions of dollars.
And this doesn't necessarily mean anything for GameStop as a business, right? This doesn't necessarily mean that GameStop is a, you know, stronger business than it was before. It's just sort of the whims in the market.
It has absolutely nothing to do with GameStop's performance. Maybe the company will turn around. I mean, in theory, the company could say, well, if you guys are going to value our stock so highly, we're actually going to sell more of it and we'll actually use that money to finance our operations. There's another version of this happening right now as we speak with a company called AMC Entertainment. That's the theater chain.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Exact same story. And what they actually have done is said, oh, our stock is highly valued right now. We've spent the last year dodging bankruptcy because obviously we're not showing movies during COVID. Mm-hmm. And there's real questions about our ability to continue. But if you're going to bid our stock up, we will sell some of that. We'll use that newly improved stock price to get financing. So in a tangential way, there are real world implications for this. But right now what's happening is you've got these folks on Reddit very pleased with themselves because they've been able to do this to GameStop. It's extraordinary. They said, what else can we do this with? They're finding other stocks that are sort of thinly traded where a group of retail investors could affect the price. They want ones that are that professional investors are shorting / betting against mm-hmm. and seeing if they can replicate that. So you're seeing it in stocks again, like AMC, but also BlackBerry. Remember BlackBerry? Mm-hmm. Bed Bath and Beyond, a bunch of other random stocks that you haven't heard of. They're sort of passing around lists of the most highly shorted stocks that they're picking up from Barron or the Wall Street Journal. And you can go look for it yourself. They're doing this out in public. They're doing it on Reddit. You can go to Discord, the game chat app, where they've got a channel there and they're trading tips. If you scroll around in TikTok, you'll find people offering this stuff. It is a sort of full-blown, you know, pop-up mania for the moment.
Is there a sign this says anything about the market or about Wall Street, about who has power there? I mean, we now have professional investors, you know, theoretically the smart people who are hired to manage other people's money at hedge funds losing money on this thing. We have just kind of the crowd, a mob of people pumping a stock up. Isn't this a good argument that a lot of Wall Street ups and downs is sort of random and chaotic and, you know, isn't necessarily as efficient as, you know, smart people on TV make it seem?
Yes, there is a narrative that says that what the retail guys, Roaring Kitty and other people are doing on Reddit is no different than what sophisticated hedge managers do. And they're all sort of placing bets and seeing what happens. And they're kind of trying to manipulate the market within the realm of legality, although it's unclear whether what's happening on Reddit is actually going to be legal in the end. You know, there's another argument that says this is why you really shouldn't be betting on individual stocks anyway. What you really should do with your money is put in an index fund and walk away, unless you like doing this for entertainment, in which case, God bless. Again, this is a moment in time. It's hard for me to see sort of this class of retail investors continuing to be as excited about this once a bunch of them have lost money.
Right, which inevitably will
happen. It's just the nature of a bubble. Part of a nature of a bubble is there's always an argument that says this time is different. This time things have really changed. And inevitably things kind of go back to the way they were. In the dot-com boom, which again, I'm old, so I remember that one, that happened to coincide with another round of day trading, which was facilitated by companies like Ameritrade and E-Trade, making it much cheaper than it ever was to bet on stocks yourself. Traditionally, you had to do it through a broker. You know, fast forward to 2020, you've got Robinhood making it that much easier, that much cheaper. You're doing options trading, which used to be very sophisticated and hard to do, and it's done through a gamified app on your phone. So I don't think that goes away, but I think when people have lost real money, and again, you see it's a little worrisome, very worrisome in some cases, you see on Twitter people posting threads about how they're using this money to make down payments, or this is money that, you know, is going to help them get through the pandemic, and you really worry about them.
Recode's Peter Kafka, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Teddy.